This is the Portland City Council session for May 29th, 2019. Carla, can you please call the roll?
Fish?
Here.
Hardesty?
Here.
Udaley?
Here.
Fritz?
Here.
Wheeler?
Thank you, Carla. Before we begin, our city attorney will read the rules of decorum.
Thank you. Good morning. Welcome to the Portland City Council. The City Council represents all Portlanders and meets to do the city's business. The presiding officer preserves order and decorum during City Council meetings so everyone can feel welcome, comfortable, respected, and safe. To participate in council meetings, you may sign up in advance with the council clerk's office for communications to briefly speak about any subject. You may also sign up for public testimony on resolutions or the first readings of ordinances. Your testimony should address the matter being considered at the time. If it does not, you may be ruled out of order. When testifying, please state your name for the record. Your address is not necessary. Please disclose if you are a lobbyist. If you are representing an organization, please identify it. The presiding officer determines the length of testimony. Okay. Individuals generally have 3 minutes to testify unless otherwise stated. When you have 30 seconds left, a yellow light goes on. When your time is done, a red light goes on. If you are in the audience and would like to show your support for something that is said, please feel free to do a thumbs up. If you want to express that you do not support something, please feel free to do a thumbs down. Please remain seated in council chambers unless entering or exiting. If you are filming the proceedings, please do not use bright lights or disrupt the meeting. Disruptive conduct such as shouting or interrupting testimony or council deliberations will not be allowed. If there are disruptions, a warning will be given that further disruption may result in the person being ejected for the remainder of the meeting. After being ejected, a person who fails to leave the meeting is subject to arrest for trespass. Thank you for helping your fellow Portlanders to feel welcome, comfortable, respected, and safe.
Thank you. We will now begin with communication items. Carla, will you please read the first item?
Item 485, request of Petro Farkas to address council regarding road construction projects in Multnomah Village.
And Carla, I believe all five people who have signed up for communications are testifying on the same item, so maybe we could call the first three and they can all come up together.
Okay, first three. The second one, 486, request of Christine Lassiter to address council regarding road construction projects affecting Multnomah Village. And 487, request of Kenneth Ziedman to address council regarding road construction projects affecting Multnomah Village. I'll just read the last two. Request of Jill Creecraft to address council regarding road construction projects affecting Multnomah Village. And 489, request of Barb Cantonwine to address council regarding effects that scheduled road construction project will have on small businesses in Multnomah Village.
All right, welcome everyone. You're welcome to read in whatever you want. Just state your name. You don't need to state your address for the record before you begin your testimony, and you have 3 minutes.
Good morning, commissioners. I'm Christine Lassiter with Allstate in Multnomah Village and a board member of the Multnomah Village Business Association. Our locally owned and operated businesses have been in the village for 7 years. First of all, we would like to thank you for the opportunity to present to the City Council today and appreciate all that the city is doing to make improvements to our community. Multnomah Village, located on Capitol Highway, just off of I-5 in Southwest Portland, has been a neighborhood business district since 1909. The Multnomah Village Business Association has supported the almost 150 businesses in the village for more than 2 decades. The village is home to primarily locally owned businesses, including destination spots such as Thinker Toys and Annie Bloom Books, as well as the Multnomah Arts Center, which serves the residents of the community year round. Multnomah Village has had some significant changes that impact our district. We've had the retirement of longtime business owners, such as O'Connor's and Jones Jewelers, that have caused business turnover, a major fire at Renner's Grill that is taking over a year to rebuild, as well as new multifamily housing buildings, adding several hundred square feet of new retail space that has been brought new businesses and residents to our district. In addition to providing great variety of locally owned, unique shopping experiences, we also work hard to bring several successful family-friendly events that collectively attract nearly 30,000 kids and families, including one of the largest street fairs in Portland, Multnomah Days, and our huge community Halloween trick-or-treat event. And we've created innovative economic development efforts in the Golden Ticket, which generates more than $1 million in holiday retail sales in the village each year. With having just one major road going through the center of Multnomah Village, a major portion of that being one-way traffic, diversions from that main strip can cripple small businesses who already fight online and mega retailers. While we're very excited about the planned infrastructure investments coming to the village, including a major repaving project down Capitol Highway, multiple sewer rehab projects around the village, and the addition of a bike lane coming into the village, we are understandably concerned about the critical need to mitigate negative impact to the businesses of the village. We come before you to ask for strong communication with Multnomah Village Business Association to ensure that the major upcoming construction projects do not kill district businesses. We are asking to involve businesses in traffic rerouting and customer communications so that we are able to maintain as much of our customer base as possible and so that people do not get too used to diverting away from Multnomah Village permanently. We invite PBOT staff to have a standing time on our monthly board meeting to keep us updated on projects and would also like to personally invite each member of City Council to tour our district during construction. We'd love to show each of you what makes the village unique and feel that this could help show Portlanders that Multnomah Village is open for business. Thank you for your time and considerations on the proposals we are bringing to you today. We look forward to working closely with each of these projects.
Thank you.
No pressure. Good morning, commissioners. My name is Jill Creecraft, and I am a native Oregonian and board member of the Multnomah Village Business Association. I'm also the owner of Sip Divine, Oregon's first combination wine bar and bottle shop carrying Northwest wines exclusively, located in the heart of Multnomah Village. Sip Divine is a small, locally owned shop carrying local products. Last January, we celebrated 17 years in business. We would firstly like to thank you for some projects in and around Multnomah Village, especially funding the Capitol Highway Improvement Project from our viaduct south to Barber Boulevard, over 24 years in the making. Thank you also for the parking improvements at Multnomah Art Center, the bike and pedestrian improvements along Multnomah Boulevard, and for the updates to parking and sidewalks on Capitol Highway between Southwest 35th and 36th. All of these have been beneficial to our community. Thank you. With the longevity of 17 years comes a unique perspective. These projects have come at a cost. Near constant disruption for over a decade to local small businesses through the worst recession this generation has seen starting in 2008. And in reality, the precursor started in 2000. This is a double whammy to us. For those of you who may not remember, there are only two major roads to access Multnomah Village, Multnomah Boulevard and Capitol Highway. A brief overview shows perspective. Details and timelines are in your packets. The 2 years from 2000 to 2002, Multnomah Boulevard had a sewer line replaced and was repaved. Between 2005 and 2013, this line was repeatedly repaired and ultimately replaced, which included some road closures at the critical holiday season. The 14-year disruption was rounded out in 2014 with bike lanes and sidewalks, which look much better now. During these 14 years, community members were thoroughly trained to avoid the area and find other places to go. Capitol Highway was profoundly affected in 2013 during a Green Street project, which took twice as long as the original estimate. Photos are in your packets. The current construction project begins today on Capitol Highway with a completion date in November. Beginning in December, the prep work starts on the Capitol Highway Improvement Project. Desperately needed sidewalks, bike lanes, and stormwater improvements, thank you again, which is slated to continue through 2020 into 2021. Also penciled in 2021 is the Crossroads Jug Handle reconfiguration, followed by the Southwest Corridor Light Rail at some point. While all of these are not in Multnomah Village proper, they do impact us by rerouting and keeping people away. We do support and have been advocating for these projects, but we will be feeling the effects of and pressures of these in and around Multnomah Village for 7 or more years yet. The Small Business Association states that 25% of businesses do not reopen again after major interruption to business, something Multnomah Village is desperately hoping to avoid during this and upcoming construction projects. We must try to lessen this inconvenience as much as possible. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Good morning, council members. Thank you for this opportunity to speak with you today. My name is Barb Cantonwine. I'm an owner of Healthy Pets Northwest, Our family business is a member of the Multnomah Village Business Association, and I am a member of the board. Healthy Pets Northwest has 3 Portland locations, including the one we've had in Multnomah Village for 12 years. We have 8 dedicated employees at this store who also reside within the community. Customer service and community outreach are number one priorities to us and the staff at our stores. According to Venture Portland, small local businesses donate to community causes at more than twice the rate of national chains or the online giants. Also, 70% of every dollar spent in a local business like ours stays in the local Portland community. That's according to Venture Portland as well. The staff at our stores live, work, and shop with their hard-earned dollars at other local businesses because they know how important it is to keep those dollars local. As small businesses, we are used to facing problems and finding ways to solve them. In fact, based on the notices we received about construction, the staff and management of Healthy Pets Northwest will be highlighting our local delivery service to ensure customers are still able to purchase the heavy bags of food and cat litter, even if access to our store is difficult by car during the construction. We all want to make sure we retain our customers and the economic vitality of our community during the construction, but the businesses in Multnomah Village need your help. Communicating to customers of all businesses and the village neighborhood will be imperative. The Business Association plans to do this through print media, extra signage, and paid ads on social media. Plus, for my business, we will have additional fuel and other vehicle costs associated with the delivery service. The money used for this will be above and beyond what we currently spend on this type of communication, all due to the major construction project. We'd like you to consider a $3,000 customer communications grant to help Multnomah Village businesses interact with our valued customers before, during, and after the construction. The grant we are requesting would be similar to a very successful PBOT partnership with the Foster Area Business Association in outer southeast Portland that helped businesses in that district survive the epic streetscape construction project that is still occurring. That small city investment had a really big impact for the affected local businesses. If granted, the Business Association, along with the village businesses, would match the dollars with at least a 3-to-1 rate through discounts and increased economic activity during and immediately following construction. We could even host a public ribbon cutting ceremony to celebrate the project's completion, as well as our shiny new streetscape. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning, commissioners. Thank you for the opportunity to speak with you today. My name is Petey Farkas, and I am the owner of Peachtree Gifts, a card and gift shop in the heart of Multnomah Village. I opened my shop on Small Business Saturday 6.5 years ago, and we are located on Capitol Highway. Peachtree Gifts is best known for our card selection, our wall of novelty socks, and locally sourced products. And while our customers come for unique and humorous gifts, all humor aside, we work hard on a daily basis to provide a shop that brings customers coming to the village on a regular basis. I can proudly say that I currently employ 8 women, and during the holiday season, I will employ up to 10. 5 of these women live within 2 miles of my store and are frequent patrons of the other businesses in the village, a wonderful cycle that occurs when we work and live within a close proximity and spend our dollars locally. I am here speaking to you today as I am concerned how the current scheduled projects that will close Capitol Highway and surrounding roads will affect these 8 women, our business as a whole, and the other businesses in the village. Projects of this scale can negatively hurt the livelihood of our employees immediately, but it can also have a lasting effect when customers slowly and without intention find new routines. They come across a new card shop, book, or toy store, and over time stop spending their dollars in Multnomah Village. Like many other retail businesses, the success of my store relies heavily on the ability for our customers to visit us during major holidays. Valentine's Day, Mother's Day, Father's Day, Easter, graduation, Halloween, and the winter holidays. While these days mean very little to a construction timeline, they can mean everything to a small business such as my own. We rely on these holidays as they keep our businesses thriving. At Peachtree Gifts, for example, over 30% of our gross sales are made just between Thanksgiving and Christmas. One of the great improvements the city made recently was to institute a construction blackout in business districts during the holidays to ensure customers could easily make cash registers ring. Thank you for instituting this important blackout. While it is my understanding the construction will occur over the summertime, I feel it is important to stress that any construction that goes over the scheduled timeline that begins to encroach on these critical months of our business would be detrimental. For us to continue to effectively run our businesses, we are here to ask that during this project, we will be afforded three important items. One, a complete and clear timeline of the work that will be completed with updated timelines if necessary. Two, clear and effective signage that will tell our customers that businesses are open for business during construction. And three, the aforementioned $3,000 customer and communications grant to help us in our marketing efforts for both during and after the construction. Multnomah Village often does not get the same attention and press as many of the other neighborhood districts. For this reason, we feel we need to work twice as hard to ensure we stay afloat during construction. I hope we may have the opportunity to welcome you to Peachtree Griffs and to Multnomah Village soon. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Did you guys practice before you got it?
Oh, yeah.
Just a few times.
It shows.
Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Ken Zeidman. I was born in Portland and have lived here most of my life. I'm a longtime member of the Multnomah Village Business Association, as well as the Multnomah Historical Society. I grew up in an entrepreneurial family. My grandfather, Nathan Director, was in the retail and wholesale clothing business in Portland for over 50 years. My parents, Jerry and Zelda, were in the retail women's ready-to-wear business, operating 6 stores in the Portland area for 37 years. The stores were known as Jerry's Fashions for Her. I worked with my parents in their clothing business, as well as branched out in some retail endeavors of my own. In 1973, my family purchased a property in Multnomah Village on the corner of Southwest Capitol Highway and 36. We used the rear portion of the building as a warehouse distribution center for the clothing stores and rented out the front of the building to an antique store. Currently, I own 3 properties in Multnomah Village serving 22 different tenants, including music teachers, several therapists, real estate offices, school photographer, contractor, senior theater provider, the Prosperity Pie Shop, Switch Clothing and Shoes, and Peachtree Gifts. 15 of those 22 tenants I serve are businesses owned by women. About 60% of the local independently owned businesses in Multnomah Village are either owned or co-owned by women. You've just heard from 4 of them. Having been a tenant myself for many years, I have a unique and empathetic perspective as a landlord for my tenants. I know how challenging operating a business can be. I make every effort to keep rents affordable. Multnomah Village businesses are primarily owner-operated. They work hard, put in long hours, and put their financial resources at risk every day. Even one day of business interruption can mean a monetary loss. Business owners still have to pay employees, rent, utilities, and business taxes. Unlike being a salaried employee, an owner does not get paid if their customers or clients cannot get to their business. Commissioners Hardesty, Udaly, and Fish, I think you can empathize with what it's like to be a successful small business owner and how challenging it can be. The previous testimony has been about the past, current, and upcoming construction. They have outlined solutions to help lessen its impact on businesses in the village. Longer term, the city and Multnomah Village are getting denser and struggling to meet the demands, pardon me, for all modes of transportation, parking, and access to the district. Expanding the parking lot at the Multnomah Arts Center by the addition of a multi-level parking structure, may I go on? Parking structure would be a solution to meeting the needs of a growing community. By collecting a fee for parking in the structure, revenue could be generated for both the city and help with the Multnomah Arts Center 2021 plan for sustainability. I am sure businesses would happily validate parking if it meant more customers. Thanks for your time and attention.
Thank you. Well, thank you. Thank you, everyone, for coming today and taking time out of your schedule. As it sounds like you know, I'm a former small business owner for 22 years. I certainly understand what one bad month can do to a business, especially if that month is December. You've come with really reasonable requests. I will certainly get you that timeline. We are ramping up our Open for Business campaign, so the signage that you're asking for, I think, is underway, but let's stay in communication about that and make sure it's adequate and the kind of approach that you want. I'll support the request for the grant. I can't promise you $3,000 right now. I don't actually have that authority, but I will advocate for it. Parking structure, I'm not going to wade into that right now. I did have one clarifying question. Someone had mentioned that there was a new construction project that will begin in December, and then another person mentioned a holiday blackout. Are we waiting until after Christmas then? Is that the...
The prep work on that project is primarily...
Can you move the mic a little closer just so we can hear you?
The prep work for the Capitol Highway Improvement Project begins in December, and it largely is utility location and dealing with some rogue trees.
So you're not concerned with disruption in December so much?
It's spot disruption. Uh-huh. It's not shutting down the street quite yet. That will be most of 2019.
Okay. Well, let's stay
2020.
Let's stay in communication about that. My director of policy, Jamie, is right back there. If you want to just say hello and get her card, and let's keep communicating. And I'd love to come take a tour, although I've been coming to Multnomah Village since I was a little girl. And some of the businesses are still there, not many. So thank you. Yes, Commissioner Hardesty.
Thank you. First, I just want to say how refreshing to come with specific asks to tell a story. And so first, I'm just impressed that you came prepared. You knew what you wanted. And let me also say I share your frustration, because even if all those projects weren't about to happen one on top of the other on top of the other, it's really, really hard to maneuver transportation-wise in your neighborhood. So I can definitely appreciate the frustration. But I'm just in awe that you've put together such a compelling story with specific asks that that gives us an opportunity to be supportive. So let me know how my office can help, and thank you. And you could hold classes to teach other community members just how to do this. I'm very impressed with your organization, your ask, and the fact that you knew the right thing that you needed to ask for here. Thank you. And you've got the right government, so I appreciate that as well. Thanks.
Thank you.
Commissioner Fish?
High praise. High praise.
Especially for me.
So, not everyone gets that.
A few things I want to add. I want to thank Venture Portland for being such a great partner to the city. Heather Hale does such a great job, she and her team, advocating for our 50 neighborhood business districts. You're one of our most important districts. We're not allowed to have favorites of all the 50. I love both of my children, but we also spend a lot of time in Multnomah Village. My son likes pancakes at a certain establishment, and we bought a lot of toys at another establishment, and we've eaten a lot of pizza elsewhere, and you can go down the list. So Venture Portland, thank you. Thank you, Heather. I want to echo what my colleagues have said. Thank you for coming prepared with specific asks. It is refreshing. We have the potential through our bureaus and collectively to respond quite nimbly to community requests. And you heard Commissioner Udaly go through your list. But a lot of people just aren't as confident as you are in coming in and being very clear about what the ask is. So let me just add my commitment, because a number of these projects in your neighborhood involve the Bureau of Transportation and the Bureau of Environmental Services working together. And by the way, as Heather will tell you, we've come a long way in coordinating our activities so that we lessen the impact on small businesses like you. We'll work with Commissioner Udaly's office to make sure that we're aligned. I had a question myself. How frequently does your business association meet? Is it monthly?
Yes, we meet monthly.
Okay, and you know, we have, between us, Chloe and I have a lot of outreach people that do community outreach. We'll make sure that there is an update that comes to your business association on what's going on, and it's perfectly reasonable to ask for not only a current timeline, but advance notice if we're gonna go beyond that timeline.
Our next meeting is tomorrow at 8:30 a.m.
You're good. And the final, and I'm certainly open to the grant. We'll do a little homework in terms of how that works. One other question. There are five of you, and each of you did a wonderful job presenting, but in terms of the council coming back with follow-up, is there one of you who has been designated sort of the lead? And your full
Couldn't
name
tell.
Again is?
Christine Lassiter.
Okay, Christine. So we'll make sure that we funnel any responses through you.
Perfect.
And that you'll then bring your colleagues up to speed. I guess the last thing I just want to point out is that small businesses are the backbone of our community, and they are what give our neighborhood so much richness and vitality. And I'm reminded every time someone talks about getting a good deal online that it comes at a cost. Our online retailers provide a convenience, but they don't support Little League. They don't give back to their community in myriad ways. They don't mentor people. They don't do what you do and have done historically. So I think it's incumbent on us to support our neighborhood local businesses, and we do that proudly. So thank you very much for your time today. And
thank you.
We look
thank
forward
you.
To getting back to you.
And last but not least, Commissioner Fritz.
Thank you very much for coming in. I actually do get to have a favorite because you're my local business association. I've been shopping at Multnomah Village for nearly 33 years and looking forward to doing it a lot more after the end of 2020. I appreciate your acknowledgement that all of these projects are in the end going to be a good thing, particularly the long-awaited Capitol Highway project, which will finally have some sidewalk that I will be able to walk down the hill on rather than the mud path. I just wanted to publicly apologize. I can't be at the Multnomah Days parade this year because my son is getting married on the same day. Most inconvenient, and he's in Chicago, so I can't be here. He didn't check with me as to what the parade schedule was, but that's why I won't be there, because otherwise it's really a great parade. Thank you for all your work.
He's welcome to get married in the parade.
Yeah, you know, they live in Chicago, so that would just be a bit difficult, but thank you.
Thank you.
Excuse me, Madam Chair.
Yes.
I forgot to say, be careful what you ask for. You're getting all these improvements that you've been advocating for how many years, right?
Right.
So just one of those kind of warnings, right? Be careful what you ask for. You might get it. Have a good day. Thank you.
Thank you very
thank
much.
You. Thank you. All right.
Hey, good morning, everyone. My name is Jeff Black.
You are in disruption. If you don't stop speaking, you will be removed. Okay, he needs to be removed. We're going to call a recess for